Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Zayin on the base, four lines out from the foot of the page, Ma Cholkin. Ma Cholkin al Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You might ask, do Rabbanon disagree with Elazar ben Yaakov who permits tying in front of an animal? Min Mazatani, Moidich Rachon Reb Meir, Behoist Moishi Bekaka, Shemifak Bekimboi, and Mafkin, and Matun, Rachoitan Beshabbos. In fact, we can actually say, "Avalem maskiyin, avalem maturin, avalem choytchen." The answer is, since it taught that Chacham agree with Rabbi Meir about ropes tied on covers of over land, that one may move the knot to cause it to open, unravel, and tie and cut them on Yom Tov, on Shabbos one may move, but not unravel, and tie or cut. The kelim, the Shabbos mutter, ain't sochem be Yom Tov. Ropes tied on kelim on Shabbos is permitted, and there's no need to say that it's permitted on Yom Tov. And this shows that Rabban do not argue with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, since one may untie them to show that it's not a proper knot. If you say now, the Pesikia Avaloi Bechevel, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. The Mishnah said one may tie a belt on a bucket, but not a rope. Yehuda permits. Rabbi Abba Bechevel, Shachuhu Masnisa Chevel Shihi Meshuchal. The Abba said that our Mishnah discusses a rope of a bucket, a rope used to lower a bucket to draw water, and this is why Chacham forbids if he permits, if he ties it only temporarily. And she said, Klal Am Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Kesher She'en Shekayama In Chayv Malav. The Mishnah said from Rabbi Yehuda that the general rule is, one is not liable for any knot that is not permanent. Ha Rabbanan Loi. Well, this implies that Rabbanan disagree. Hello again, the Taninan Kadmaisa B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Taninan of Hadar B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers, really they agree, but since the previous law was in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, also this was taught in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And it's to say now Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Kine Masnisa Kol Kesh B'Shem Asher Kayama V'Hu L'Shar Ein Chayav Malav. Rabbi Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Zeira, gave an answer that the Rabbanan disagree. Rabbi Yehuda means that any kind of knot means such as a bow that is normally temporary, and he made it for a limited time. One is not liable for it, but if he made it to endure, he's liable for it. We come on to the next Mishnah of Halacha Gimel. Mekaplin Sakelim Afila Abo V'Chamish Parmim. And they fold garments even four or five times. Matzin Es Amitois V'Neli Shabbos V'Shabbos Avaloi M'Shabbos L'Matz V'Shabbos. And they spread bed linens on Shabbos night for the sake of Shabbos day, but not on Shabbos for the sake of Matz V'Shabbos. Rishmo Oimer Mekaplin Es Akelim Matzin Es Amitois M'Yem HaKippurim L'Shabbos Chel V'Shabbos Kreivim L'Yem HaKippurim. Rabbi Shmuel says that one may fold garments or prepare a bed on Yom Kippur if it's on Erev Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos. Chelev, the fats of Korbanos of Shabbos, may be offered on Matzah Shabbos even if it's Yom Kippur, but Chelev of Yom Kippur may not be offered on Matzah Yom Kippur if it is Shabbos. Yiva Oimer, Loi Shal Shabbos Krivim Le Yom Kippurim, Loi Shal Yom Kippurim Krivim Le Shabbos. Yiva says that Chelev of Shabbos may not be offered on Yom Kippur, nor may Chelev of Yom Kippur be offered on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, the base of Yanai Amri Kippur B'Shnayim Asa. The Gemara says, people of Yanai's base measures say that two people may not fold together. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem B'Shmuel B'Nachman Ein Mekaplin B'Shabbos B'Shnayim V'Hein D'Mekapel Al Sifsala T'Man D'Inan Train. Chagai, quoting B'Shmuel B'Nachman, said that two people may not fold together on Shabbos. One folds against the other end onto the bench on which he sits. It is as if two people folded, meaning it's perverted. Hagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman lo nidnu shabbosos v'yamim tovim ela lachilu ulishtia al yedei shehapeh should say azeh teriach hitu ula lasek behem b'divrei Torah. Hagai, quoting Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, said that shabbosos and yamim tovim were given only for eating and drinking. But since the mouth toils the entire week and has little time for Torah, Chacham permitted him to engage in Divrei Torah. Rabbi Brachia b'Shem Rabbi Chia ba'Aba l'Nitnu Shabbosos v'Yom Tovim el Lasek behen v'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Brachia, quoting Shmuel ben Nachman, said that Shabbosos v'Yom Tovim were given only to engage in Divrei Torah. Masnisa Messiah l'Bein Adain b'Ein Adain. The Brisa that supports the Chagai and the Brisa that supports the Brachia. Eisadu Eiseh or Yoshev v'Ichel or Yoshev v'Isik b'Divrei Torah. The support for B'chagai is from the Baisa, how does one conduct himself on Shabbos and Yom Tovim? Either he eats and drinks, or he engages in Divrei Torah. Also, the Chadoimah, you say, Aseret Shem Aleikecha, וכוכביך על פרס שסיצ'י הלוחם. We have a support for Rabachia from Abaisa. The Abaisa asks the question, it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra Pek, Choskim and Pasuk Gimel, it shall be a teres to Hashem your God. And the Pasuk in Dvarim Tevzayin Pasuk Ches says, it shall be an teres for you. Haketzad, ten chelek l'Talmud Torah, v'chelek l'echol v'lishtos. How do we fulfill both? Give part of Yom Tov to Talmud Torah and part to eating and drinking. Amar Rabbi Abbahu, Shabbos l'Hashem, Shavus k'Hashem. Ma'a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos mima'amar, Af'at Shavus mima'amar. Rabbi Abbahu said, Shabbos l'Hashem means rest like Hashem. Just like Hashem ceased from speech, means as he has created through speech, also you must cease from speech that's not needed for Shabbos. Nasa b'chosek echad, Shiyatza l'tiyul, b'kam b'Shabbos. The case occurred in which a pious man went to stroll in his vineyard on Shabbos and saw a breach in his fence. He thought to fence it on Yom Tov Shabbos. Then he said, since I thought on Shabbos to fence it, I will never fence it. Ma pala kodesh baruch hu, zimen loi, shei suka achas shon nidzbe ba'alas l'secha, Begadalta Mimena Hayanizun Mimena Hayanis Palanis Pad Yamav. What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do for him? He prepared for him a caper branch and it went into the breach and filled it, and from it he was financed all of his life. Amar Bichanina Medoicha Ketiru Leshol Shalom B'Shabbos. Bichanina said with difficulty they permitted greeting people on Shabbos. Amar Bichia Ba'aba Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Kad Havachami Lemei Mishtoaye Sagin Ava Amala Ima Shavsihi. Okay, but Abba said that when Rav Shimon Yochai's mother would speak too much on Shabbos, he would tell her, it's Shabbos. Tani Osele Tzvaya Tzvachov B'Shabbos. Rabbi says one may not ask his needs in prayer on Shabbos. Rivera Shal, Rabbi Chia Ba'aba Ma'u Meima Ra'inu Panosenu. Ra'inu Panosenu. Rivera asked Rabbi Chia Ba'aba, may one say Ra'inu Panosenu, means support us. When he says Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos, it's because it's part of the third bracha of Birchas HaMazon. Amalei, Tufus Brachas Kach Hein. Here by our answer, this is the text of the bracha that we say we don't need to change on Shabbos from the text during the week. Hani Madichin, Koisos HaKaois, Utamchuyim, Lemele LeShabbos, LeShachos, LeShachos, LeChatsois, LeChatsois, LeMincha, LeMincha, LeMala, Osa, LeKoisos, Mutter, Shein, Keva, LeShtia. Rabbi says one may rinse cups, bowls, and plates on Shabbos night for the morning, in the morning to the midday, and at midday to the afternoon means the time of Mincha. From Mincha and onwards is forbidden, cups are permitted because there's no fixed time for drinking. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Isha Pikachas, Mandicha, Kois, Kan, Kara Kan, Tamchui Kan, Nimsis, Mabedfes, Beisa, B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting Zeira, quoting Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, said that a clever woman rinses a cup here, a bowl here, and a plate here, and it turns out that she drops water on the entire floor of a house on Shabbos, so dust will not rise, as it may not directly sprinkle water on the floor with its intent.